person has to understand when he's asking the Torah, he has to understand what he's asking. So if a person does not understand the Hebrew, which is written there, a person should say the Torah Sedorim in a language that he understands. Obviously, for most of us, that'll be English, not French or something like that. The Matirim need to understand, the halacha is brought down, the Matirim need to understand the difference between a Pesach and a Charata. There's two ways to matir a neder. One is through a Pesach, and one is through a Charata. Charata is a person has Charata to make Kara. He looks back and says, you know what, I regret that I ever did this. I regret that I ever made the neder. So in our situation, he regrets, if he didn't, he doesn't regret doing the mitzvah, he regrets the fact that he didn't speak out for the neder. That's the regret, that's Charata. There's also another way to matir neder called the Pesach. We say, if this and this had, if you had been aware that this and this happened, would you have made the neder? The person says, no. Okay, that sounds pretty similar. What's the difference? The idea of a Pesach is a person makes a neder, let's say the neder is going to apply to 10 scenarios. He doesn't think about that possibility, he says the neder. But had he been aware of scenario A, B, C, he would not have made the neder. So originally when the neder was made, there was a problem with the neder. It wasn't thought out well. There was something missing over there. It applied to scenario. He didn't want it. So what we're doing right now is we're looking back and saying the neder to start with had a problem. It didn't apply where it's supposed to apply. That's a Pesach. A Charata says when he made the neder, he had no problems with the neder. Now he looks back and says that he regrets the fact that he made the neder. But it's coming now and reaching back into the past, whereas a Pesach is saying really as if there was a problem there to start with, which he hadn't been aware of. A Charata is that there's no problem to start with, the problem is now we're looking back and trying to change it. And that also works. In general, a Pesach is considered better than a Charata, obviously, because a Pesach is a problem to start with, and a Charata is only changing it now, but we use both of them. So the Matirim should understand the difference between a Pesach and a Charata. One more point, in regards to women. So women also need a Torah Sedorim, women also have the Issur of Nedarim, etc. So a woman can make her husband a Shliach to be Matir Neder for her. This is the only place where a Shliach works for a Torah Sedorim. One man cannot make another man a Shliach. One woman cannot make a woman a Shliach. A daughter cannot make a father a Shliach. The only exception to the law of Shliachs is a wife can make a husband a Shliach for a Torah Sedorim. When you do that, if a wife will do that, and you're Mimatir Neder, you say you're doing it for both of you, and the Matirim should say, Mutar Lachem, Mutarim Lachem, not Mutar Lacha, right? Lach, but Lachem, because it's for both of them. The other option women have, is called Nidre, is a form of a Torah Sedorim also. So many women, especially young women, who need a Torah Sedorim, and they're not married yet, they're coming to shul and saying, Kol Nidre, they can rely on Kol Nidre as an option for a Torah Sedorim. A few announcements. Shir is at 9:30. There'll be a shmooze at 9:30 in the small base medrash. Davening time is for tomorrow for those who want to daven here. There's an early minyan at 5:30, and then there's for slichas, and the yeshiva is davening at 7:20. Those who are not davening here, please remember to take your tefillin home. You should have a ksiva, a good gebenshtior. Have a good day.